This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Have a clip you want to set it up for us?
I'd like to, but I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, we'll just roll it.
And now, the whole show's clip of the day.
All right, clip of the day. Also, we have the dude down the hall, and he said, Chris, sorry, we'll get that fixed for you next segment. Michael will do a better job. Can we turn Derbs' microphone on? Would that be okay with you, Michael?
Hello, everyone.
Hello, dude down the hall.
Hello.
This clip is from Warren Schaefer last night. Obviously, I liked what he had to say about, you know, this being a resilient team. Just there's no quit, even when they're down. There's not a look of, you know, putting their head down or anything like that. But this clip in particular, Patrick Saunders, who now is a former Denver Post writer, is set to leave the Denver Post. I thought this clip, after Warren Schaefer was done kind of talking about the meat of the game, I thought this was a pretty cool thing that Warren Schaefer did for just quickly for Patrick Saunders. Here you go, Mike.
Hey. Patrick.
Yes, Schaefer.
Congratulations on a great career.
Thank you.
I will miss you.
I'll miss you too.
Thank you for everything. Thanks for treating me with such respect and kindness. It wasn't easy for me to take this job over with the media, and I was nervous, and you treated me with the utmost respect and kindness and made me feel at home. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right.
Where are you? You know, all the journalism trolls are going to come out and come after that and say, well, he should have never been friends and never, he shouldn't miss him. But I thought that was a really cool moment from Warren Schaefer to just kind of acknowledge not only a good reporter who's been very good at this. He covered the Broncos for several years, too. But to take the time and, you know, actually acknowledge him in front of the rest of his peers.
Yeah, and I like that, too. And you can be professional, ask tough questions, and also be respectful.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't a lot of the cable news. This is sports news. You can do that.
Not a lot of moments out of professional sports end like that.
No.
Usually it's on the other side of the I don't like you over the years rather than the more respected, which is interesting. I've followed some of Patrick Saunders' stuff over the years. I always thought he's done an incredible job. Yeah. So to get a moment like that, you know, even for 15 seconds, I bet just meant the world to him.
Well, and for him to even be in, you know, I get it, decisions have to be made, whatever. But for the Denver Post to let him, you know, rather than just, we always, you know, you hear it, like, you're just done. Mm-hmm. You don't get that last day. Like, we just saw with Altitude, with Chris Dempsey and Scott Hastings and Chris Marlowe, they didn't get to do any kind of farewell. Patrick Saunders has been on several of the Rockies' broadcasts, both radio and TV, in the last couple of days, kind of doing his farewell tour. Not a lot of media members get to do that. In fact, it's pretty rare if you see that.
Do you think that is just for the quality of person that he is? Do you think maybe the others just don't get that opportunity? Maybe they're not as well established,
yeah,
or just those scenarios are like, no, we really probably shouldn't have you around anymore. But I just assume that he was the most upstanding person, and that's why he's getting all of these moments. And I think it's very cool. The world needs more stories like this.
Yeah, I liked it. And again, I thought, shout out to Warren Schaefer.
Mm-hmm.
Not just his, you know, send-off to Saunders, but also kind of being vulnerable and saying, you know, when I started, I was nervous. How many managers or coaches do you hear say that? maybe when they're like 60 and they say, I was nervous my first year, he's in it. He's in his first year, and he says, you know, thanks for always going easy on me. I was nervous.
Yeah, those first-year coaches especially, I'm sure they don't get how rigorous the media tour is day in, day out, before games, during games, after games, every single time. There's going to be highs. There's going to be lows. So I would imagine that's a whole new world to him. He's used to probably just showing up to his job coaching baseball in some sort of fashion and going home, and then having to do all the extra things is probably nerve-wracking to start.
Yeah, it's tough starting to see some of these media members, Derbs, that, you know, you and I are about the same age, mm-hmm. grew up reading their stuff or watching them, talked about Dempsey last week,
yeah.
and today is kind of that. If you look around the state, it's kind of the firing day for iHeart, so you're seeing a lot of big names go there. It's a tough gig. It's a fun gig, but it's hard seeing all these guys we grew up watching and reading move on or be forced to move on.
It is, yeah. It's things that you just never expect to come, and eventually, I guess everyone is gonna not have a job at some point. You know, you're hoping to retire and things, and hopefully, Patrick is off to something that he wants to do, or continuing his life in a positive way, impacting others that he's done to all of us over the years. So.
Well, good for the Rockies to win the series against Boston.
Yeah.
You know, his final day was yesterday, so and then to win in that exciting fashion. What can you say about Cole Kerrig at this point, Derbs?
A lot of energy.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, a lot of energy and a very good ball player, which is what this team needs. If you could get 8 more of those guys to surround them every day, would be an awfully good thing, and some better pitching, they might be onto something.
Yeah, and you know, I tweeted last night, I don't want the Rockies to do anything. And I yes and no. If obviously they move some guys around, because Brenton Doyle is going to come back, and that is going to be a very crowded outfield.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not like trying to be literal in a weird, but I have no interest in trading Mickey Moniak. And I know that's the big one because he would yield a pretty good haul. But he's a good player, and he fits this team so well. His personality, he's part of the rise. So I would have a hard time moving on from Moniak.
I think other than the pitchers, I have a hard time moving any of the guys that are there. We've done this for, it seems like, forever now, where we're always selling. And no matter what, the haul that we get back on some of these guys isn't producing anything. I mean, that's how you turn in bad season after bad season after bad season. So I'm kind of with you. Like, I understand it's going to be some crowded spots and some position battles and things, but I think that's healthy for us. I would rather not offload them thinking the next guy is going to be the guy, and then maybe that next guy turns out to not be the guy, and then it's just that revolving door that spins in a circle.
Yeah, I mean, and I get it. You know, there's times where maybe they waited too long to try to move off of a guy because he wasn't quite in their prime, but if you're, I mean, Derbs, they didn't win their 32nd game until August last year, mm-hmm. August 13th. So to just sit back and ignore that and say, no, we need to do business as usual, keep trading guys, try to bring better pitchers in, I don't know that you're ever going to consistently have great pitching in the state of Colorado. So why not just go for broke and make sure your bats are loaded up every year?
Oh, when they've been the most successful, that's pretty much what they've had. They've had good starters that just don't get beaten up every day, but they've never had the guy that's going to have, you know, the sub 3 ERA that is, you know, striking out, you know, 6, 7, 8 a night. They're just not built to do that. And I don't know if that's do you think it's a mental thing here rather than, because I understand,
yes.
I understand the ball doesn't move as much with the breaking balls, but I mean, we go on the road and these guys are still getting ripped apart. So like, I can't say that it's only Coors Field. I get the ball travels further and the gaps in the outfield are wider than most stadiums. So I don't understand some of those things in the baseball world. But I'm with you. I keep the hitting rolling. It's more entertaining to watch. You get more fans that go in when there's runs that are being scored. So yeah, I would rather roll out a big lineup than try to fix the pitching.
Yeah, and there's just so many, like, it's weird how this works for the Rockies right now. You know, Cole Carrig obviously stealing all the headlines. But it was at the beginning of the season where it was T.J. Rumfield. And it's like, whoa, where did this rookie come from? He's been exceptional. Jake McCarthy, I think, has been pretty good the last few. And seeing him in the outfield has been good. But then Cole Carrig, not just making plays, but making plays in those intense moments. He's done that the last couple of nights.
Yeah, he's growing up fast. And I hope that when they make the move to reinstate Doyle, that they take a lot of these things into effect and don't send down the hot player, don't send down the energy guy. Maybe it's a different guy, or they rotate him around a little bit. I would hate to see that happen because he's been great.
Yeah, he really has. And the Rockies are off today, and they'll get back at it tomorrow. Derbs, you excited for the movie review tomorrow?
I am.
Invincible with Marky Mark.
Football movies better than maybe football on TV.
Yeah.
How about that?
This will be our final football movie, actually, I think. Won't it be?
Micah keeps the entire schedule, but then
never remembers
which one it is. So,
are you're going to try to watch the movie tonight, right? We can count on you.
No, we have PRCA Pro Rodeo tonight.
But you told me you were going to watch KFK. Dungeons and Dragons during that time. So just don't watch. You can skip Dungeons and Dragons for one night and watch Invincible.
That was
Mark
a good movie.
What? Invincible.
Invincible?
Dungeons and Dragons.
Is it really a movie?
Yeah.
No way.
I thought it was a board game.
Yeah, I thought it was a game.
Yeah, it's a board game, but they also made a movie out of it.
That is a shocker that you saw that. That is a shocker that you saw
I didn't
that.
See it in theaters, so but I did see it when it came out of theaters, and I was like, you know what? This is pretty
good. Can I get a firm commitment either way? You are going to watch it or you're not going to watch it? Are you going to be a part of this movie review tomorrow or not?
We'll see.
Jeez, the guy.
I know you need your co-host because I make
you're
the show
not a co-host.
So much better.
Like I said, you're not even a producer. You're going to watch Lord of the Rings tonight while you're supposed to be producing the rodeo.
All 22 hours of them.
Yeah.
In one
no,
shot.
No, it's only probably like 8 episodes.
8 episodes? Lord of the Rings? Isn't it a movie? It's a trilogy.
It's a book. Not very good.
Everything. You haven't read Lord of the Rings, Mike.
No, I haven't.
It's a very good book, actually. I'm not a nerd like Michael, but
you know what? I'm gonna watch the Hobbit trilogy.
Oh, that's bad. That gets bad fast. That's not good. That is a not good one, Michael.
Yeah, it wasn't my favorite movie. I watched part of one movie and I'm like, this is not what I remember it being. I remember it being
nobody remembers what you say. Faith says Michael already gave up his plan. Because he said he was going to watch Top Gun or something during the rodeo.
House of the Dragon.
Nobody knows what you're into. House of the Dragon. And that's the sequel to Game of Thrones?
No, that is a prequel. It's about the Song of Ice and Fire or something. Or whatever the book is about the dragons.
Anybody else that says it, it's fine. It's just it's so much fun listening to you say it. Because of the nerd factor. The nerd factor.
You. I am a nerd.
Yes, you are.
I'm a high quality nerd, not one of those posers.
Game of Thrones stuff after they screwed you over with the TV show. I thought you swore like we weren't going to mess with it anymore.
I decided I had to, and it's not horrible. It's just I don't think George R.R. gets along with the old showrunner. So that guy.
I did watch the what was the one I watched, Michael? With the tall guy? It was Game of Thrones,
yeah,
but it was like a spinoff.
A Knight's Tale.
Yeah,
I don't
you didn't like it. I thought it was really good.
It was all right.
I thought it was great.
I might be the last person in America that has not seen any of those.
Don't start it.
Don't do it.
Okay, watch the first 5 seasons of Game of Thrones, and if you want more, watch season 6. But like after the very last episode of season 6, just assume it ends well.
Are these one of the things where all of the you have to pay attention to all the character development, mm-hmm. and there's 700 characters?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it
so
is.
It's a full attention thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Boy,
I
had
to
work
take
on
notes.
My attention before I dive into this.
You almost do have to take notes because I watched like the first four or five seasons a few times over because I loved it. I thought it was amazing. As much crap as I give Michael for being a nerd, I actually am kind of a nerd. I'm just cool about it.
Not a great nerd, though.
What does that mean? I don't go to the seances.
You're like a nerd junior.
I don't go to the gatherings.
You don't go to the meetings?
I don't go to the meetings where you guys do your witchcraft and wizardry.
Look, I have an addiction, Brady. And I need those meetings.
I just stand around
I'm
going to
sue the NCAA.
Where was I going?
Get 10 Michaels in a room, and that's all you hear is, ew!
That's what time. When are the meetings again, Mike?
We should start a choir.
Please record that. Please tell me that that was recorded. Please explain to Micah what Puff the Magic Dragon really means.
I know what Puff the Magic Dragon really means.
Derbs.
By the sea.
Derbs, not the only person. Oh, talking about Game of Thrones.
We got to be one of the few left if you're joining me in that. Wasn't it one of the most popular things ever on television?
So. I think it was like one of the biggest TV hits of all time.
Yeah, and then every actor's like, yeah, it didn't end well.
Well, dude, they seriously had an episode where they forgot about a Starbucks cup and left it on the set. It's supposed to be like medieval times and stuff. They just didn't care anymore. It's that. Did you ever see Lost?
Oh yeah, yeah. I love Lost.
Like that they left a lot of things unanswered, and it just, and they rushed it, and the acting was weird. It really was disappointing. Mm.
Yeah, even the music in season 8 wasn't great. It was great in season seven, but in season 8, Ramin Djawadi is like, you know what?
What are you saying?
I'm tired of this. These guys are going to Star Wars anyway.
What's Ramin Djawadi?
He is a composer.
Okay,
of Star Trek.
Does a lot of stuff on HBO, Westworld. His music was good
See,
in
now,
Westworld. Also,
that,
I think
I don't
he
know
created.
What that is.
He wrote the additional music in one of the Batman movies.
Okay.
So, like when the composers are done, he can
this
do
has been
like
a fun
additional
segment.
Stuff.
To talk about this stuff with you guys. But anyway, Derbs, if you do watch it, go 1 through 6. I have the DVDs. I'll bring those along with the Harry Potter DVDs that I'm supposed to bring in, too.
The Harry deluxe
Potter,
set.
Also or, very good.
Or you could subscribe to HBO Max.
Yeah, no. That whole thing, I have so many subscriptions already that adding more in for one show, not a selling point for this guy.
Well, it wouldn't be just one show. I don't think they have Westworld on there anymore.
You keep saying
but they have
weird
a lot
things.
Of good shows.
Is that the Kevin Costner
sports.
Movie? Westworld? No, that was...
Dances with Wolves. Kevin Costner.
Waterworld. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we go all the time, but they made a movie of it.
They made a movie about Waterworld.
Yeah.
They created it, I think.
Is that the same thing?
So, Westworld actually is a really good... It kind of goes downhill and then comes back.
Okay,
but
who at like I'm just who
seasons
asked?
1 and 2 of Westworld are really good. It's kind of a future
who asked
humans
that question?
Have created robots and robots.
Durbs's question was: is that Waterworld? And your answer is: let me go into detail about a show nobody cares about.
It was a really good show.
Have you seen Waterworld with Kevin Costner?
It's a terrible
that
movie.
That is an amazing movie. He has gills.
It's great, like The Room.
He has webbed feet so he can swim better. It's an
All
amazing
facts.
Show. Very smart. Everything Kevin Costner in is gold, like for love of the game.
The best of
terrible.
Movies.
You think you're going to start Invincible tomorrow? You can only start 5.
I mean, if I don't watch it and instead watch season 3 of House of the Dragons... I don't have to start it.
So new rule tomorrow, we're just doing Mount Rushmore. Is it and your Mount Rushmore?
What? See, House of the Dragon
no.
or Invincible?
Invincible. We're doing away with
about
the start
Invincibles?
It, cut it, and bench it. We're doing
just
away
the
with...
four best movies
just,
ever.
It's just, yeah, is it,
we'll
a,
rotate
is it a
them
top
in.
Four of all time? If the answer is no, we literally just stop the segment.
We just won't watch it again.
Yeah, we just don't even do anything.
Ignore it.
You like that? That's a new rule change.
You should watch the show Invincible.
Every week. We're
I'm telling you, Brady.
Stop!
After episode 1,
Westwood
you'll be addicted.
Westworld,
And now suddenly, you gotta watch Invincible. Not the football version, Invincible. But where the superheroes run around.
I thought we were watching Invincible.
Apparently there's a cartoon of superheroes, and it's called Invincible.
Don't watch it with your young children.
I won't watch it at all. Like,
dude, you need to watch it. You need to watch
it. Chris says Westworld
was really good. Really good.
Westworld.
Everything was good. Go ahead and talk.
No, keep going. Everyone wants to hear about this TV show.
We're now on Westworld. Waterworld.
Zero interest in. Please keep going.
I was going to say Seth Rogen, not the greatest actor, but like every show that he produces is actually really good.
What are we doing here? What are we doing here?
I'm trying to convince you. I will watch Invincible if you watch Invincible, the show, episode one.
What's it on?
It's on Amazon Prime.
Oh, I have that. I'll consider it. I'll talk to my agent.
I bet you liked what was the Lord of the Rings TV show?
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, this is Lord of the... No, I did not like that, by the way.
It was terrible.
You're so random right now. You're just randomly bringing stuff up.
Once the volcano exploded, I'm like, This is not good.
I will watch Invincible, the cartoon movies or whatever, if you admit that Everybody Loves Raymond is better than Seinfeld. I'll watch the whole thing if you truly
admit
it.
I don't know if I'm the best judge because I've seen like three episodes of Deborah.
Then you must watch every episode.
Better than me.
I've only seen
three episodes of that.
Robert is a little jealous of Ray.
40 episodes, maybe 50 of Seinfeld.
Well, then you watch all of Everybody Loves Raymond, and I'll watch your cartoon superhero movie.
Yeah, but Everybody Loves Raymond ran six seasons too long.
No.
And this only has eight episodes a season. It's four seasons.
I hope they reboot Everybody Loves Raymond.
It got better as time went on, like a fine wine.
Mm-hmm. Although his mom and dad are both passed away in real life, aren't they?
I believe so.
Yeah, that would be tough. You couldn't really do it without Frank and Marie. Couldn't happen.
Yeah.
I'll just have to go back and watch the reruns. Mm-hmm. That's okay. 26 minutes after the hour. I have no idea what just happened.
What's the synopsis of that segment?
Warren Schaefer giving credit to Patrick Saunders, and then after that, all hell breaks loose on the show. So it's probably my own fault, but mainly yours.
I was going to say courtesy of Michael Patrick.
Westworld. We'll be right back.
The summer months can be busy.
I'm busy.
Keep up with the latest in local news, sports, and weather on Good Morning NoCo, weekdays 6 to 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling. Like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition, every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
Why? Don't ever.
Hey! The theme to Westworld, it's so good.
Let's take out everything. Let's just kill all the momentum of the show and play funeral music. Yeah, that's a great idea.
I think we all killed the momentum of the show.
Probably so, Derbs. Faith says, can you stop playing it? Stop playing it. It takes me forever to get you to actually leave real music faded up, but this crap is going forever. Can you please... Faith texting in, that last segment was as confusing as the Star Wars movies where the first is the last and the third is the second and the third is the first. Yeah, I don't know.
What's on first? Who's on second?
Yeah.
Oh, that's such a great comedy. Best comedy routine ever made.
Isai Chris said, you sound like Ethel Merman. You said you sound like Ethel Merman when you made that, when you were singing about your, when you did that last segment. I don't know what that is, though. I don't know what Ethel Merman
is. That's the nerd store quartet.
Derbs, I made a mistake, and I apologize. I was up a little late Friday watching some football, the World's Game, and I text you and Tanner almost irritated, and I was like, guys, I tried to watch. Who was it that I watched Friday? It
had to have been the Paraguay game.
Yes, and I'm like, every time down, there's a guy on the ground. There's a guy gets hurt, and I said, I just can't do it. So then I go to watch Japan on Saturday night. I'm watching Japan. Complete opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was fun. I actually found myself getting into the strategy of the game. So, Derbs, in front of everyone, I owe you an apology for that.
I will take it.
Okay, good. It's a lot better than when I apologize to Michael. He refuses to accept my apologies.
Mm.
Yeah,
I accept your apology.
I did not apologize because I have nothing to apologize for. The Team USA plays tonight.
They do.
But there's nothing to play for, right?
Because
a win can do nothing for them in terms of where they'll finish in once we actually get into the knockout rounds.
Nope, their spot is locked. The only thing that's not locked is their opponent so far. Right now, it's the odds-on favorite is Bosnia-Herzegovina. It will be their first opponent in the knockout round. But tonight, you'll probably see the team play about half the game, maybe a little bit more just for conditioning reasons, just to kind of remain sharp. But then you're going to see a lot of new faces and a lot of substitutions happening.
Who does Team USA play tonight?
Turkey.
So they play at 8:00. So if you're watching, you're just watching for the love of the game.
Yeah, pretty much. I believe the other match that is in the group stage with the United States, that one means more. That's still time is left to decide the second spot getting in. So it'll That's what's weird about soccer. So the USA game, it doesn't mean anything to the USA, but the actual game result will mean something to the other game that is going on at the same time. So it's sometimes it's hard to determine what's actually happening.
Yeah, I got to be honest. Half the time, I don't know what I'm watching or what happens if what I'm watching happens. But I do know that against what I thought I was going to feel about this, I've actually kind of enjoyed watching the World Cup.
The upper pace games are phenomenal to watch. The teams that don't enjoy scoring and like pushing the pace a little bit, it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be the first one to admit
that. In fairness, that could be like any sport, really. If you watch American football and you see a team that just doesn't have any weapons offensively, they just run the ball all the time. That can be boring too.
Yeah, you catch the 10-6 games and things. It's very, very similar to that.
And Michael, of course, is still not interested.
No, in not one. But even though the Team USA's coach is a huge Denver Broncos
fan. I thought that would help, but apparently it's not going to help.
He claimed that video is fake.
It's not
no
AI.
No respectable Broncos fan likes soccer.
Now you're going against a Broncos. Dude, there are plenty of Broncos fans that love soccer. In fact, there are plenty of Broncos players.
Their five-year-olds play
John
soccer.
Elway actually came out and said he did have interest in buying a soccer team, and he wanted to he wanted to kind of buy into that whole thing.
That's your hero.
Yeah.
He just wanted to buy it to make money. He didn't care about the game itself.
He didn't actually say that.
But, no.
We tried. Wanted to see what Michael's reaction would be in that. That's about it. Nuggets draft pick, Derbs. They got two guys yesterday. Obviously, one of them I did watch a little bit this year with Trevin Brazil out of Arkansas. But their second pick, Bryce Hopkins out of St. Joseph. I didn't watch a ton of him. In fact, I don't really recall knowing him at all before this.
Yeah, he was a pretty good. He had a pretty large role at St. John's, and then he tore his ACL. I read just a little bit. Apparently had a really good pre-draft workouts with a lot of the scouts and teams is how he actually got drafted. He's an interesting. I think both of the picks are interesting.
Yeah.
I kind of think that both the picks are very similar to Peyton Watson. Yeah. When he came out of UCLA, he was a pretty big unknown and then just had to work. So I feel like these, and throw Daron Holmes in there, I feel like all three of these guys kind of fit the mold, and maybe they're hoping that one turns into a Peyton Watson type where he can actually carve out some minutes for them.
Yeah, well, I'm interested in it, but again, I don't get too excited unless it's like a top five pick
in the
NBA. I just don't get excited. It doesn't mean I'm not rooting for the guy or interested to see what he can do in summer league, but it's not a move that I say is going to help them or hurt them in any way at this point. So.
Yeah, you always see like the highlight reels too, and I'm just like, well, he's got a wide open dunk. Cool.
Yeah.
Everyone does that.
I guess I do pay attention if I see a big guy who could play power forward and center. if he can shoot the three. And, and he does shoot. He does shoot a little bit.
I just love all the highlight reels because the guy's shooting a wide open three or a fast break dunk or the traditional ones. And I'm like, but everyone can do that. Never see him do that in the NBA.
Yeah, that is a wide open as it gets. A couple of texts here, and then we'll take a break. Travis, the new guy, not listening to Michael. But the Mexico game last night was electric. That was awesome. It was. I watched that.
It's good stuff. Yep.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Eastside Chris, Derbs, didn't see Eric Cole go off today. My lineup still have four more rounds, right? No cut.
Yeah, no cut, small field. Eric Cole was very good this morning in the early wave with the better weather draw in the first round of the PGA tournament.
All right, man. We're covering all of our bases here.
We do. We've got it all.
With the dude down the hall. 39 minutes after the hour, let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Ed Werder, NFL reporter for ESPN and a 1982 graduate of the University of Northern Colorado. Hope you'll continue to listen to the award-winning Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the 1 o'clock hour, Derbs, coming up on July 3rd, you and Tanner Schwent will be I'll be participating, but you'll be broadcasting the first ever hot dog eating contest that I'm going to be involved in, but also the first ever broadcast of a hot dog eating contest. Will anyone listen? I have zero idea. I know Michael will be listening. But how do you feel about broadcasting this prestigious event?
Very excited. I feel honored, privileged. All the words. I'm sure it'll be award winning.
Oh, it'll be. I think we turned that one into the CBAs.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we win an award based on the broadcast of the hot dog eating challenge.
Will they record your vomiting of all four hot dogs?
I'm not going to vomit, Mike. Michael has set the over under for me for four hot dog stirbs.
Oh, way over.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, way over. 10 minutes.
Yeah,
you think he's going to get less than
he said
four?
Over.
Way over. That would be more.
Yeah, okay. Over
I
four.
I don't do the gambling.
More.
Well, under would be a less, and over would be more. That is, Hooligans, we're taking not real bets, but bets on whether or not I can hit over four. Brian thinks he's got me. He thinks he can do like six or seven.
I think it's going to be a good matchup. I think if one of you could get to eight, I think is the winner.
Ooh, that's... My goal is 10. I'm setting my goal for 10, but I don't... I've never done that before.
Nate Taverner said he could put down double digits. Oh. And he said he was sounding pretty confident.
Yeah,
in the hallways.
When you get someone that signs up for this and they actually tell you the number that they can do, then that means they've probably done it before. I'm a little worried about him.
Are we going to train?
I probably should.
A little cram session?
I probably should. I've literally never competed in an eating contest before, so I probably should.
Brady.
Yeah, Mike.
My thoughts are I don't know if I can produce this. I don't know if I'm able to run this on July 3rd unless I have a burrito from Big City Roadhouse.
I'll bring you a hot dog. Might burrito. Be a little wet.
I haven't had one of their burritos, and I think you should buy me one.
I mean, you're going to be producing anyway, so you want me to buy you food to do what you normally do every day?
Yes.
I'll consider it. Mm-hmm. I'll consider it.
Do you think if you just put like an extra bun on top of the hot dog in there, you could just call it a burrito?
Yeah, that's true. A hot dog burrito.
No. I want one of the burritos that they make. I've been told they're legit. You said they're legit.
They are very good. They're massive, massive burritos. Best breakfast burrito I've ever had at Big City Roadhouse. Very good. So July 3rd, 1 o'clock, Tanner Schwent and the dude down the hall will be broadcasting the first ever hot dog eating challenge. And I think this is going to break probably some kind of listener record, I bet. I would imagine so.
The world
Especially
will know.
Especially when you vomit.
Yeah, the world will know. Mm-hmm. And we'll do interviews afterward. You can interview the winner, of course. It starts at 1 o'clock, so we'll be done by 1:10. So we'll have plenty of time to talk about it and recover after the fact.
I've done many interviews about this show, and people are like, how do you deal with that Brady?
You've done interviews about this show?
Yes,
people
yes.
are that interested in this show that they're calling to do interviews.
Yeah, well, they're interested in how I save the show.
Was it
Because clearly I never take us off topic.
No.
Ever.
This whole hour has been just fun.
Straight through.
Yeah, straight through. Straight and narrow.
All sports, no
No gimmicks. BS. No
scripted,
BS.
Perfect.
Yeah. This has been a scripted show. We actually wrote the script. Everything we talked about in this hour was written down specifically, how we were going to do it. We were going to talk about Waterworld with Kevin Costner and Westwood One, and we were going to do all that.
Yeah. And everything, like, seriously is written out. I'm reading off of my tele...
Okay, that was good. On that note, what do we learn? Coming up next, keep it here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Win tickets to the Greeley Stampede right here, thanks to Interior Sprinkler Systems. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Jesse Kurtz, executive producer and lead anchor of the Mountain West Network, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
All right, on this 25th day of June, Derbs, what did we learn? What did you learn today? Did you learn anything?
I did. I learned that I am becoming a Warren Schaefer fan.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
Very impressed by the guy.
Really like Warren Schaefer. Michael, what did you learn today?
I don't know if I did learn anything.
This last
hour has been chaos.
This was a tough hour.
I learned that I'm not the only one who can start chaos.
Who else can start chaos?
You.
Me?
Yeah, you did. You started a lot of this chaos.
I was on topic, and then you started talking about Cartoon Network or whatever. And that's what happened.
First of all, it's Adult Swim.
I did learn that you can go buy a bunch of stuff from CSU. They're tearing up their court, and you could buy a ring that has a piece of Moby in it.
It's way too expensive.
Very expensive. How much was that? How much were the rings again?
The ring was $300.
$300 for a ring.
But it's history.
It's history. It's cool. Like, a lot of the stuff that they're selling is cool. I just don't know if I'm in a position where I would like to purchase anything like that. So that's what we learned that from Kevin Lytle earlier today. And tomorrow we're going to be reviewing the movie Invincible with the brand new rules that we created that Michael absolutely loves and signed off on.
Mm-hmm.
So we're excited about that.
I was not told about them.
The question is, you were told about them on the air. Is Invincible a starter? That's the question everyone will be wondering.
Or will you send it down to the minor?
That's not part of the rules, so please just follow the rules, Michael. They're not that confusing. We change them every week, and that's easy. That's fine.
Did you not get the memo?
Yeah, did you not get the memo?
I was working on my TPS reports.
All right. Well, we'll be back at it on a Friday. And Team USA playing tonight at what time again?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock tonight. So we'll look forward to that.
Bull riding.
That'll do it for us. And Rodeo Radio tonight.
Debut.
Yes. Brian Gary and Tanner Schwent will be tearing it up out there at the Greeley Stampede. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.